podcast listeners. This is Lindsay Price. We're here in downtown Toronto. You may hear cars backing up in the background. And I am here with...
Kristen Gauthier.
Kristen and I are working on a very special project, which if you are a newsletter subscriber, you know a little bit about. We are working on Theater Folk's first musical, which is called Shout. I wrote the script, and Kristen is writing the music. And how has that been?
It's been a really great experience so far, because your lyrics are really creative, and they're very personal and very character-driven. And when a song is character-driven, when the lyrics are character-driven, then the music seems to sort of create itself.
This summer, I got to hear the music for the very first time, and I think it's a real treat. My favorite song is called 17, which is it's a duet between two sisters, and it's all about how everything was a lot easier when you were a kid. There was just much less to worry about, and when you get to be a teenager, you know, things are not quite so easy. And I think that lyrically and melodically, it just captures that.
Five and seven, you and me. Flashlights held so tightly, there was nothing that we couldn't be. Where did the light go?
What's your favorite song, Kristen?
Favorite song, I think, is the breakup song.
There are two characters who are sort of thrown together, and they have to learn how to break up with each other, essentially. And why is it your favorite song?
It's my favorite song because the lyrics so contradict the melody. It's such a relief for them to finally break up that the song is one of the most joyful songs in the show. And I think that's what I really love about it. It has a real drive and a real excitement to it, and I love it.
It's that whole opposing thing, because breakups aren't supposed to be the happy thing that they are, and these characters, really, they're no happier than when they actually get to break up with each other, and that's one of the stories. There's the play is called Shout, and it's basically about how teenagers have things burning up inside of them that they need to either get out or it's going to consume them inside. And one of them being Jack and Tassie, who are a dating couple. One being Ariane, who is the singer of 17, who just can't seem to verbalize the things that are going wrong with her.
And one of the great things that makes this a great subject for the musical is that music goes where words cannot. And the music is able to express a lot of things that people aren't normally able to. That's the beauty of doing a musical. And so for characters in this situation, when we're encouraging people to say what they need to say, to be able to do that through music just seems perfect.
And another thing which is very unique about this musical is that it is not going to have any instrumentation. It is an a cappella musical from beginning to end. The reason that I came up with this and sort of approached Kristen with this very bizarro idea is the fact that I think with shrinking arts budgets, there are less and less schools that have orchestras. However, there are more and more schools who want to do musicals. What's happening then is that schools are sort of being forced to do their musicals to tracks, which I think is horrific. There's nothing more exciting than live music all around. So came up with this idea that, well, maybe we should just use the voices in varying ways from the different styles of a cappella music, barbershop, gospel, doo-wop, from using the chorus in nonverbal ways. So I approached Kristen with this idea, and what did you think off the bat?
Actually, I was quite intrigued, because I've always kind of wanted to do that. Being a singer myself and always writing choral music, I've always sort of had the idea that it would be beautiful to have a musical that was completely a cappella. There's nothing more beautiful than the human voice all on its own, and when you raise a whole choir of them together, it's incredibly exciting. So I was really excited by the project.
And as we've gone along and I've just been listening to the music, I think the idea is getting even more and more exciting. And our next step is now to hand over these songs to schools to sort of test them out. And I'm a little nervous about that. Excited and nervous. How about you?
Yeah, pretty excited, pretty nervous, hoping that I've written them well enough that everybody can sing them, that they're accessible and easy to learn. That's the big thing.
Excellent. Okay, so this is probably the first of many conversations that Kristen and I are going to have over the next year as we lead to, and the airplanes are coming overhead, as we lead to hopefully a April publication date for Shout the Musical. This is Lindsay Price, a podcast, Over and Out.